Right. Hey, Matt, you can hear us okay? All righty. Well, we are now joined by our race-winning crew chief, Matt Noyce. Congratulations on the first career win as crew chief for Ben Rhodes. Can you just talk us through your excitement?
It's pretty exciting, especially your first career win in a race where, you know, it would come in kind of equalized, right? Like a lot of these guys, I go to these racetracks for the first time. I've, you know, only been doing this for a little while. But here, like, I feel like everyone's on the same playing field, like crew chief wise. So that I thought we had a good shot to come out here and be, you know, with more speed and be able to work on our stuff better than most places. And I think that paid off. So, you know, being confident coming into the race really helped out, and it paid off at the end.
Awesome. Well, we are going to take some questions from the media for you. As a reminder, if you have a question, please click the participants tab and raise your hand. And we are going to kick things off with Luis Torres.
Congrats on your first Truck Series win. What, how special is it to, like you mentioned a bit, the winning at Darlington for your first win, but also help Ben snap that long winless streak to kind of continue the trend of SourceSports guys snapping their winless streaks this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty cool. Like, I feel like I've been part of the reason he's had a winless streak, you know, a lot of growing pains with me coming in here, and we just keep building and getting better. But coming here and doing it at Darlington for the playoffs, it's just, you know, that means everything. We knew coming in here we had to finish 12th if, you know, what situation worked out with everybody else. So we just had to lock in and we could really go race hard at Richmond. But obviously we locked in this way, and it's going to make Richmond a lot more fun. We can kind of try to get more playoff points. Otherwise, we're going to be a little bit behind when we get to Bristol.
What would be the mindset going into that race, knowing that you're locked in, not just by points, but also, of course, you got the win?
Now it's just we just got to go get more playoff points, you know. I'm not sure where we wound up if we passed 21 in driver points, but obviously that spot going to third in driver points would help us get the extra playoff point there. But if we can go win some stages there and just have a solid day, because, you know, testing for Phoenix, if we can make it that far, that Richmond race is going to be, you know, a good test for us to go to Phoenix if we can make it that far.
Thank you, and congratulations once again.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Chris Knight.
Hey, Matt, congratulations.
Thanks, Chris.
Hey, I was just curious. I asked Ben the same question. What are you guys capable of doing in the playoffs, you and Ben together?
Yeah, I think we've shown a lot of consistency this year. We've lacked a little bit of raw speed, but we've put ourselves in position every race, you know, and to be running the top five at the end of it. You know, and a lot of times this year we've run top five and then we finish eighth or we finish ninth because we get flipped on stages with, you know, because we're racing for the points without the win. But once the playoffs come, I think that's all, you know, that's everyone's in the same boat. We all got to run for points. So I think once we get to the playoffs, I think we have a legitimate shot to make it to Phoenix, you know, because we're consistent enough. And I think we got to find a lot of speed to be able to win at Phoenix. But I think we have a good team. Everybody's, you know, this obviously helps boost morale a ton. And, you know, everybody's working a ton of hours and we're building new trucks. And this is like basically a brand new truck we brought here. So just the morale for everybody in the shop, the fab shop, the body shop, all of them guys have put a ton of hours in. So I think we're capable of a lot. And then this is just only going to propel us even further.
And Matt, what's the biggest thing you've seen out of Ben from a driver from the two seasons that you guys have been working together?
He's got such good feedback, and he knows what he needs. It's been the struggle on my end has been trying to figure out how to give it to him, right? And, you know, I still think we're not there. We still need a lot of, you know, we can be a lot better still, you know, and that's what's cool thing is we're still, you know, we're still two steps away from being good yet. And we want to race now. That momentum, obviously, I think just the momentum, the confidence that'll give us one of the steps that we need. But now we can, I think this is something to build off too for like when we go back to some low grip tracks in the playoffs. So Ben is just, he's an incredible talent, and the feel he has for the truck and being able to save tires too. Like that's where, I know we come here, even if the truck was a 6 out of 10, like we were going to be able to run top 10 because he can save tires better than just about anybody.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Chris.
All right. And Matt, how much does Darlington mean to you and the excitement of winning?
Well, I mean, this is, like I said, I've only been here one time. And I was in car chiefing for Kevin Harvick and Xfinity deal in 2017, and we finished second to Hamlin. And so, like, I always thought this place was just so cool, like, growing up, watching races, and this is what the Southern 500 means. So, like, I've always loved Darlington, so to get my first win as a crew chief here, it's pretty special. I mean, anywhere would have been cool, but I think I told some of the guys before the race, this is my new favorite track we've been coming to. You know, it used to be Dover, but, you know, some previous stuff. But this place, it just – the history of the place, it's just so cool. Like, I love the history of the sport. So, getting it, being able to win here and getting a trophy from this place, I'll remember it forever for sure.
Awesome. Well, it looks like that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, and congratulations on the win. We will see you at Richmond.
Thank you.